Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is October 2nd, 2023. I'm Benjamin, and this is New Earth Support Team. This is a free public event. And before I go further, we have another one on Wednesday. I'll send out another reminder Wednesday morning, but we have one Wednesday at 7 p.m. where I'm going to lead you through all four types of my invocations. I've never done an event like this before. I'm actually being a guest presenter on another event. So if you're available Wednesday at 7 and you're into my invocations at all or interested, then it'll be a fabulous opportunity to experience all four of them. So I just wanted to mention that before I forgot. So we're here tonight for New Earth Support Team. This is where we all come together and we offer our energetic support for the great global awakening that is happening here on Earth. And how we're going to do this, after this little intro, I'm going to call the directions of my Mesa. I'm going to call in a whole bunch of beautiful allies of divine love and light, set up a safe container for us to work in. I'll lead you through embodied awakening, get y'all revved up and ready to go. And then we will offer ourselves in service to the global awakening. This is basically we express our willingness, we become passive, and these beautiful divine allies who work through us will uplift us into higher awakening. If our awakening serves the collective, we all act as surrogates, and whatever we experience is amplified and spread around to a bunch of other people. If we're willing and able to process heavy energy on behalf of the collective, that may happen. We might have both happening at the same time, but usually everyone ends up in a really sweet space by the end, and you can have profound awakenings, bliss, etc. on this event. Can't guarantee any particular experience in any given moment, but it happens a lot. We'll go for about an hour. So that's about the time commitment. I do always request when we do energetic processes to please give us your undivided attention. Please do only this. Act like you're right here in the room with me. And that's so important because we are co-creating this space together. Every single person who is participating in this event, even later on the recording, affects the energy of it. So I do ask that you realize you are creating the energy, not just a passive spectator. So please give us your attention if you can. If you need to leave early, that is fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field. That will not disrupt anything. But bring your best game if you can. You'll get a better experience and so will everybody else. I'll explain everything else as we go. So I'm going to assume from now on that we do have your full attention and that it's safe to close your eyes and give us your full attention. So before I even get into that, I want to, we have 49 people on Zoom. Wow. Great turnout. Thanks, everyone, for being here. And I want to personally thank each of you. So thank you for being here. Alejandra, Anjali, Angela, Arlene, Brian, Cass and Jim, Colin, David, Deb, Diana, Eric, Fagan, Faye, Irene, Jacqueline, Janet, Jeannie, Jesse, Karen, Casey, Kat, Kirk, Laura, Lauren, Marilyn, me. That's M-I, not me. Molly, Monica, Marcy, Nanda, Pat, Paula and Sherman, Rachel, Renate, Sharon, Stephanie, Tiffany and Greg, Tina, and we got quite a few phone callers too. So welcome each and every one of you, and welcome if you're on the recording as well. Through the magic of the Akashic Records, you are participating just as fully and getting just as much benefit on our events if you're coming in afterwards on the recording. Recordings are available only to Awakening Plus members. So some people ask about that sometimes. All right. I invite you now to close your eyes. Take a breath, relax. Please become aware of how your physical body feels. And if you have awareness of your energy body, the part of you that's called prana or chi or life force, notice that too and see how that feels. If you can't feel it, it's okay. But feel it if you have that awareness. So that's your baseline. We'll check in again later to see how that's changed. Now I'm going to ask you to remain passive while I call the directions and call in the allies. You may not recognize all the beings I call, but I will assure you they're all beings of love and light, high vibration, and benevolent intent. I saw we have quite a few new folks who've never been on one of our calls before. Welcome all. And I will explain every step of the way what we're doing. So I'll try my very best not to get you lost. Okay, so please relax. And as I do this, if you feel energy changing in your body, just feel what it's doing. Be passive, just feel. If you cannot feel energy moving, that's fine. Then put your attention on feeling your breath come and go on its own. Please, no breath control. We're really big on passivity at the ego level on most of our Awakening Plus events, which gives the divine maximum freedom to help us out and do stuff for us way better than we ever could have done it for ourselves. So relax and let the energy shift as it will. And I want to reinforce once again, we are in safe, sacred space here. The only beings I'm calling are of high vibration and benevolent intent. Pachamama, Mama Kiya, Wirakocha, Inti, Kuichi. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness. Higher self, please take over and operate and occupy Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. For all of us, we call my partner Spirit Song's higher self. We call Ama the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's our container. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, you are welcome to invite them now. We'll leave a moment for them to arrive. You can do this if you're on the recording too. Feeling good. We'll leave a moment longer for additional allies to arrive. All right, thank you. So please take a moment, feel your body, feel your energy body, see if they feel different now. I'm a whole lot more lit up, that's for sure. All right. Now we're going to do the embodied awakening invocation. Again, I'll give full explanation since we do have some new folks. This is where we ask our higher self, the energy being, the higher being that created the human part of us, to come join us in our human body, but only to the greatest extent that serves highest good, only as much awakening as we're ready for. You might think of your body like a car. Your ego is going to move to the passenger seat so your higher self can drive. However, the higher self only stays with your ego's permission. If at any point your ego doesn't like your higher self being in the driver's seat, the ego can think itself back and it's behind the wheel just like that. Higher self's already stepped out. So it's instantly reversible. There's no risk, no danger. You can try it and see if you like it. If you're not accustomed to this sort of thing. I like my ego to be in the passenger seat all the time, personally. I love that. I love my higher self driving. Why? Because when it does, there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you just know what to do through intuition. And there's this full body euphoria on top of everything else. And that's just a beginning of all the benefits. They're really innumerable, and a lot of them are really hard to describe, but they're awesome. So, if you would like to invite your higher self to join you in your body, knowing it is reversible and everything will just work better, let's give it a try. So it's going to be done with an 8-word invocation. Please say it out loud if you can. Otherwise, you can think it. It'll still work. So in fact, I'm going to preview it. This is not the real thing, and you don't have to memorize it, but just so you'll know what's coming if you're new. We're about to say to our higher self the words, maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. So now, if you'd like, we'll do it for real. So please repeat after me, if you wish. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Now please let the words go, relax, become completely passive, just chill out. You may feel energy coming into your body through your crown chakra. That's your higher self coming in because you invited it. It's kind of like you're a sponge and it's like water soaking in. So if you feel that, I invite you just to be completely passive. Let it come to you. The thing about the follow-up is the more passive you are, the better it works. So here's what I recommend not doing while the invocation's in process. Please, no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just chill, let it come to you. You asked it, it's coming. Just get out of the way and let it come. During the process, you may at some point notice that you're distracted, which means your attention isn't just on the incoming energy. And by the way, if you cannot feel the incoming energy, that's fine. Just feel your breath come and go passively if that's the case. So feel energy if you can. If not, just feel breath. You're fine either way. If you notice you get distracted, that's fine. You'll, as soon as you notice, just gently return your attention to feeling energy if you can, otherwise feeling breath. Either way, be just really passive about it. And the final nuance, if you want, is to discover how little effort is needed even to feel energy or breath. I call this the minimum effort game. So if you'd like to do this with me, let's start by dropping to zero effort, not just total chill out. I mean, you're not even trying to feel anything. You're just relaxed. So try zero for a moment. Whatever happens is fine. Wow, a lot of you are going into embodied awakening. I find that a lot. When people go to zero, often they just wake right up. So how would you even know if you had embodied awakening? Well, if that's true, four things are true. Here's a checklist. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So again, if all that is true for you right now, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and all of it effortless, it's just holding itself, that's embodied awakening. Well done. Enjoy that. If you're not quite there yet, just stay passive. A part of you is going to think it has to do something to make it happen. That's just the opposite of the case here. Your passivity is what lets your higher self come in, and it's your higher self's presence that brings the embodied awakening automatically. It's not an efforting thing. It's an allowing thing. Even if you don't get all the way to embodied awakening, that is perfectly fine. Any movement toward that is to be celebrated. Awakening is not like an on-off switch. It's a dimmer switch. And I'm really thinking these days awakening is infinite. I don't think there is a final awakening. You can always get better. Okay, so just feel, again, are you in embodied awakening all the way? Again, that means no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. If you're not, that's fine too. It will take you as you are. Being in embodied awakening is not a prerequisite for doing the rest of the call. Okay. I believe we're ready. So I'm going to talk to the allies for a minute. Beautiful divine allies, we are here to serve the great global awakening. Thank you for letting us be here to help you out. Allies, we ask that you work with each of us, note each of us individually, as you always do, and only give each person what they're ready for. If the highest good of the collective is served by a person being taken into a deeper awakening, make it so. If that person is able and willing to process heavy energy for others who can't do it for themselves, then let it be processed through them. I'm certainly happy to do that. Whatever you do, allies, please make sure nobody gets overwhelmed. And I don't even have to ask you that. I'm honestly saying that for the benefit of the humans. So we open ourselves to you and thank you for this beautiful opportunity. And they're moving the energy. Now I'm talking to you humans again. I can't emphasize strongly enough, you're safe here. You're not going to get too much of anything. And I invite you now to release any preference about whether your experience is blissful or challenging or anything in between. It can actually be both at the same time. I'm actually vibrating now. It often happens that my body shakes. So if heavy energy is coming through you, it might be your heavy energy being cleared. It might be for others. It might be both. These days, I really don't even try to tell the difference. So if you're being a processor of heavy energy, it's a beautiful honor to be able to do that. Any of the following may happen. Your body might shake or vibrate or tremble. You might cry. You might make sound. You might want to get up and make big movements like flail your arms or stomp your feet. Whatever needs to happen to move energy, If the body wants to do it, I recommend letting it happen if possible. And sometimes people are just still and silent when heavy energy comes through. Whatever, it's fine. Just trust the body to know what it needs to release. Of course, if you're all blissed out and in a higher dimension, that's feeling good. No, I don't have to give you too much instruction about that. Just enjoy that. Again, each of us is now acting as a surrogate for the collective, whether you're live or on the recording. So whatever your experience is, it is benefiting many other humans, whether you know it or not. So just relax and know that it's not just for you. And those who serve are greatly rewarded. By the end of the call, I'm pretty sure you're going to be feeling really good, really altered, really deeper awake. And especially if they give you challenging energy, they want to make sure you're compensated by the end. So any challenge you experience, they'll more than make up for it by the time we're done. Relax and just let it roll. Again, this entire event should take about an hour from when we started. I may or may not do music. I'll just see what the allies call. I'm happy to sing or play if they ask for it. Otherwise, I won't. And again, your best strategy is to relax and be completely passive. The way it works here is we humans don't initiate anything. We are the vehicles for the divine to work through. So it is our passivity, our simply being and not resisting what happens, allowing heavy energy to be processed, if that's what they choose, allowing ourselves to be lifted up into higher levels of ecstasy or bliss, just having literally no preference, just being fine with whatever's happening. We're all safe. No one is going to get hurt or damaged. No one's going to get overwhelmed. So anyway, just relax and go with the process. I may be silent for periods of time. If so, I'm still very much present and holding space. But I may not yammer nonstop. I've talked a lot, and at least for a moment, I'm going to be quiet. I'm feeling heavy energy going out my hands, especially a little bit out my feet. Heavy energy usually departs through the hands or feet. It goes down into Mother Earth. She's happy to absorb it, so just let her have it. She's delighted to transmute that for us. If the heavy energy releases any other way, that's fine. If it wants to just transmute to love and light right where it is, that's fine. Let the divine beings do with it whatever they need to. We don't try to micromanage that. We just relax and let them do their thing. Wow, I'm feeling a very strong energy in my body. So that most likely means that many of you just felt a strong new energy coming into your body. I tend to feel what the majority of people are experiencing. Also important to mention that if you're having a experience that does not match my description, go with your experience. Please do not use effort to match what I am describing. It is very common for lots of folks to have custom experiences. And again, all I can perceive as the facilitator is what the majority are experiencing, but that certainly doesn't mean everybody. So just relax and go with your process. They are calling for a song. So I'm going to, I'll mute while I tune up my guitar, and then I'll unmute again to sing. So just stay with your process, please. So this is not a performance. It is energetic support for the process. Just be with awareness of your feeling or your breath, and let what I'm doing just be in the background. This is not to get your main focus, but to support your process.
Yourself in the sight of your brother, you've got to bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of your brother, you've got to know what he knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up.
Lift each other up.
lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. Yourself in the sight of our mother, you've gotta bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of our mother, you've gotta know what she knows. And we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift. Suffering, you've got to know what they know, and we lift each other up. 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 Yourself in the sight of the oneness, you've gotta bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of the oneness, you've gotta know what it knows. And we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift.
The Allies like that song. They call it a lot during this event. Take a moment, see how you feel. How does your body feel? How does your energy body feel? And relax back into absolute passivity. Once again, your absolute relaxation and allowing is the best way to allow these beautiful divine beings to move energy through you, to awaken you, to do whatever your part is in helping out humanity to make this beautiful shift to a higher vibration planet. So my body now feels more like energy than solid matter. That suggests to me a lot of you are having the same experience. So if that's so, just relax and enjoy that. Yeah, I'm definitely feeling that in higher vibration now. So I'm both feeling more awakened, more luminous, and I also feel a fair amount of heavy energy coming through. And that often works together on these calls. They need to actually lift you into a deeper awakened state. And it's only at that higher vibration that they can process certain varieties of heavy energy. So there's no contradiction there. It's actually a prerequisite for being able to process certain vibrations of heavy energy that need releasing. You don't have to have any idea what's being put through. You may feel heavy energy passing through, but there may be no thoughts or images. That's fine. I call that an ignorance is bliss healing. You're serving the collective just fine even if you don't know what it is that's passing through. We've got a good, strong healing flow. That's a tribute to all of you. Again, we co-create this all together. So my huge thanks to each of you who are relaxed and allowing things to pass through as they will, holding no preference as to whether you're processing heavy energy or floating in bliss, whatever, just let it be what it is. There's a part of you that wants to do something, to be active. Tell you appreciate its desire to help and let it know, you know what? Our most helpful strategy right now is to do absolutely nothing. Just let the divine do it through us. Just let us be the pipeline. Let us be the conduit. My body's shaking quite a bit. I deliberately leave my camera on because I'm giving you the message. There's no shame in the body shaking or vibrating when heavy energy is being processed. It's just what it does. This is shamanism. Nothing to be embarrassed about. There was just an upgrade field that went through the process. So you may have just noticed a little bit sweeter energy just now. So collectively, we're holding a beautiful field. Well done, everybody. Your passivity and willingness to be of service is creating a very powerful field. I just perceived, it's always true, but it just came into perception that we are not just these 55 people on a Zoom call, plus all the ones who are coming in via the recording. We are part of a massive group of light workers all around the planet. Beyond counting. Some of them are humans, some are not, some are beings from other realms and dimensions and solar systems. Earth is getting a tremendous amount of help right now in this energetic upgrade. I just saw that we're just, we matter. We've got enough folks here to make a difference, but the number of beings around the planet holding this light is literally beyond counting. The others are telling me some of them are beyond perceiving. They're literally invisible to us humans. Wow, so beautiful to be part of such a huge team of beings helping the Earth upgrade. Again, my thanks to each and every one of you live or on the recording who's showing up to do this beautiful work. Really grateful. We got one more song they want to do. This is a chant used in ayahuasca ceremonies. So don't worry about what the words mean. Just go with the energy.
Light. A little high. Ayahuasca I need. Kakurunos, ayahuasca aini, ayahuasca kurunos, madrecita aini, madrecita kurunos, madrecita aini, madrecita kurunos, and medicina aini. Medicina curanos, medicina aini, medicina curanos, abuelita aini, abuelita curanos, abuelita aini, abuelita curanos. La da 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 ayahuasca aini ayahuasca curanos ayahuasca aini ayahuasca curanos Madrecita aini, madrecita curanos, madrecita aini, madrecita curanos, medicina aini, medicina curanos, medicina aini, medicina curanos. Abuelita aini, abuelita curanos, abuelita aini, abuelita curanos. La da 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 Ayahuasca aini, ayahuasca curanos, ayahuasca aini, ayahuasca curanos, madrecita aini, madrecita curanos, madrecita aini, madrecita curanos. Medicina aini, medicina curanos, medicina aini, medicina curanos, abuelita aini, abuelita curanos, abuelita aini, abuelita curanos. La da 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 da
A moment, feel your energy. How does your body feel? How does your energy body feel? My physical body feels a lot more like energy than solid matter now. I wonder if yours feels similar. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot more physical body presence. We're being, kind of resettled back into our physical bodies if we've been elsewhere. And the Allahs are now extending this beautiful energy beyond the earth to the entire universe. So to the extent that this medicine we've created is helpful beyond the planet, that energy is being spread to all beings who will get benefit from it. There's nothing we humans have to do, by the way. So just relax and the Allahs are taking care of everything. You may feel it going out beyond the planet. If so, great. If not, don't worry about it. Since the universe has an infinite supply of this energy, we're not diminished at all when this happens, and we actually get more energy when we share it. Because a beautiful law, as you give, so you receive. So we broadcast energy, or the Allahs do it, then we immediately get more as a thank you from the universe for sharing highest good energy. So you might even notice more energy coming in your crown, and your vibration increasing a little bit more. So I'm feeling pretty solid in my body. I'd feel very different than when we started. Yeah, I'm aware that it's a physical body, but it feels so much like energy. So again, they've put as much of this celestial energy into your body as serves highest good. And this should kind of take you to a little bit higher level of awakening from now on. And if you want to do any kind of practices to kind of solidify it and make it solidly your new normal, then that'll help. That embodied awakening invocation we did is pretty good for that, in case you're interested. All right, so we're going to close it up. In a minute here, I'm going to call the directions of the Mesa and thank and dismiss the Allahs. And then we'll open it up for questions and comments, which I always love to hear. Mama Kia, we're a coach in tea. Thank you, allies. Beautiful allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. We do ask that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? That closes the container. We came in a little before the hour, so good timing. I'm now going to allow unmuting here in a sec. But first, let me mention, if you're not a member of Awakening Plus, we would sure welcome you to try out the membership. You can go to awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. And it's just literally $1 to try it for a month, full access. And after that, it's very inexpensive on a monthly basis. So I keep the prices really low, so people who need the benefit of this can get it. And you can, of course, unsubscribe anytime. So check it out again, awakeningplus.com, if you enjoyed tonight and want way more stuff beyond this that we do. We have, 15, 16 different events we do. It just keeps getting more diverse all the time. All right, enough on that. Unmuting is now available. So anyone on the call can simply, if you're on the Zoom, just hit that mic button and that will take the slash off and you can talk. Or if you're on the phone, star 6 will unmute you or unmute you back. You can also type in the chat, but would really love any feedback or questions you have. I love feedback. Helps me hear how we're doing and get ideas on how to do it better. So the floor is open. Quiet group tonight. Jeannie Lee typed, thank you. Enjoy your night. Thank you, Jeannie Lee. Anybody else have a question or comment? Diana says, thank you so much. Felt much more energy today than usual. I'm glad to hear that. That's beautiful. I'm buzzing right now. Fagan types, thank you for the opportunity to participate. I felt healing energy in my stomach as well as at the same time you were mentioning. Good. Glad to hear that, Fagan. Tina says, thank you. It felt very deep tonight. Yeah. And then Deb is typing, a really deep experience, especially the last 10 minutes. Almost difficult to come back to earth. Jesse says, thanks so much. Great buzz. Alejandra says, it was so lovely to hear you sing in Spanish. Super sweet for me. With a name like Alejandra, I'm assuming she's got some Spanish heritage. Monica says, feeling very blissed out. Oh, that's some good feedback. It sounds like people had some positive experiences. Always glad to get that feedback. And as a reminder, again, this Wednesday, October 4th at 7 p.m., an hour earlier than usual, 7 p.m. EDT, Eastern Time, U.S., I'm going to be a guest presenter on a little healing meetup. I've put it out. I sent an email, I think, on Sunday about that, and I'll send a reminder on Wednesday morning, and it's a free one again. Can't remember the last time we had two free public events in the same week, but that's what's happening. So feel free to join us then if you want to experience all four invocations. We did awakening invocation tonight. We'll also experience the healing invocation, the hollow reed invocation, and the custom invocation. So a lot of really cool stuff to learn. Molly said, so lovely. Thank you. I always get tears in my eyes and lots of yawning. I yawn a lot too. Colin says, thank you. I enjoyed the experience very much. Lovely. Thanks, Colin. Appreciate the feedback. Anybody else? Oh, hey, Kirk.
Hi, Benjamin. Interesting experience I had. There came energy from above into my body. It was very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It was like tar, like peanut butter, hard peanut butter.
Huh.
And they were dark colors, different colors.
Yeah.
And I had the impression that it could have been earth energy, but coming from above, that's a bit strange. Anyway, it went in, and there was lots of it, but then it stopped somewhere above my heart or around my heart, and couldn't go further into my body.
All right.
And later on, just at the moment where you stated that you felt that energy moved into the bodies of the participants. That happened to me as well. So, and that was much lighter, much more fluid, much more etheric.
Okay.
That went down, and I could feel it move it through my legs as well, down into Earth and moving into the center of the Earth.
Wow.
That felt good. But the interesting part of this heavy energy, which I first thought was nice because of the dark colors, but it seems to be stuck at the moment, at a certain sure. moment, and didn't move on.
Okay, so can I help you with that?
Yes, please.
Okay, so feel where you feel the heavy energy. And so do you have a feeling of where it is in your body right now?
I would say my throat.
Okay, all right, so let's do a healing invocation. And anyone who wants to do a healing invocation to support Kirk or for your own benefit, it all works the same. So just say, Kirk, maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
And hold your attention where you feel the thick stuff, the energy you'd rather not have. So your only job after saying a healing invocation is just to hold full attention where the discomfort is. Only use barely enough effort to feel it completely. There, you feel it draining out your hands now. Do you perceive that?
That it's moving through my hands?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's draining out. So your job is simply to hold attention where you feel the heavy energy, and that's where your higher self goes and takes care of it. And so just if you'll just hold that, then they will drain it out, and they should drain all of it away. I guess, you know, it's very unusual for them to leave anything behind. I guess their purpose is because you and maybe someone else on this call needed to learn about the healing invocation and how easy it is to clear stuck energy away. So I believe that if you just hold that should drain it all out. And if you get to the end of that round and it's not all clear, just do it again. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Go back to focusing. And additional rounds usually are way faster. In fact, they want me to how do you feel now? Is there any of that heavy stuff left?
It's still moving out, and lots of it is moving out.
Good. Okay, good. So I think you should be fine if you just hold that and let it all drain. You should be good at the end of that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All
it
right.
It feels
cool.
lighter in my throat as well now.
Good, good. Yeah, that they will probably drain it all away. So just keep holding attention there until it's all drained out, okay?
Super duper. Thank okay. you.
Well done, Kirk.
I love it.
All right.
I love it.
All right, thanks for letting us know what was going on. All right, back to the typed comments. We've got Brian saying, so thankful to you, Benjamin, and to everyone with us. Towards the end, I felt a golden presence around my consciousness as it was being pulled upward and stretched out, and then felt them working on me in some way. Nice. And then Lauren says, wonderful experience. I felt both heavy and light simultaneously. At the end, I had a lot of energy traveling through my spine. I danced it out, and it felt amazing. Beautiful, Lauren. Well done. Well, lots of great feedback tonight. Anyone else? I feel like we'll want to wrap it up here in the next couple of minutes, but any last questions or comments before then? Faye says, thank you. Anjali says, feel refreshed, like a long rest restored. Yay, that sounds wonderful. Anybody else? Yeah, they just shifted the energy that felt. Oh, go
Hi,
ahead,
Benjamin.
Jacqueline.
This is Jacqueline. Hey, Benjamin. This is Jacqueline, and I just wanted to say thank you very much.
You're welcome
for everything.
Thanks for being
and
here.
You're welcome. Blessings. And I was trying to send you got a message to everyone, but it wasn't letting me do that. I thought I would unmute really quick and say hello.
Okay. Thanks for doing that.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks. Anybody else before we wrap it up? Hmm. All right, that's good then. Thank you all very much. There's so many other things you could have been doing, and you're here with this event, whether you're live or on the recording. I'm so grateful for your time, thankful for your contribution to our field, and hope you'll come back again to do some more work with us. Big blessings, everybody, and good night.